Blog Talk Radio.
To the Heart of Love radio show. There's so many things that are going on right now, so, you know, I hope you guys can sit back and relax. Before we get to, well, I'm getting things straight here where I'm at. I'm talking to you, first of all, from my location here at Starbucks, a different location because the last location down in downtown D.C. Wasn't necessarily the best one, but I am calling from this location. And I hope you're doing well. I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. I'm calling from, I believe that this is, I'm off near close to Route 202 at Starbucks over here on Central Avenue in Maryland. So I'm just trying different things and come to you guys from different areas. So I hope you guys are doing well and having and enjoying yourselves today. There's so many different things that we can talk about. So many different things that I know that God is definitely doing in my life, and I'm sure He's doing it in your life as well. So I want you guys to sit back and relax. You know, this is the Heart Love Radio Show, and let's talk about several things. You know, I'm going to talk a little while, a little bit, and just sit back and relax. And I hope that whatever it is that you're going through, I hope that you'll be encouraged by some of this poetry. While we actually read to you some poetry. That I've actually written. And I've actually written a book and poetry, but I just haven't had it published just yet. So keep your brother in your prayers about that. But if you'd like to check out my music, while I'm also doing a radio show, my official website is www.gwriteonline.com. That's www.gwriteonline.com. Also, feel free to check me out on MySpace. That's on MySpace on myspace.com/gwritesing. Just sit back, relax, enjoy yourself today. I'm going to read this poem, and it's titled Life. Now, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will knock. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened to him. Then Matthew 12:37 says, "For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned." Then Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death deeds of the body, you will live." The choices we make in our lives will determine our future. We must be wise and prayerful about the choices we make. Our choices can result in life or death. Choose wisely. There is not a chat room just yet, since I'm doing a show from Starbucks. The chat room is not open yet, but just be patient with me. I just appreciate you guys just tuning in, just actually chilling, just sit back and relaxing, and just get my equipment and everything up and running. So I appreciate your patience. Now, life is a choice, so choose. Life is an adventure, but you must dare to go forward. Life is a challenge, so try it. It's a mystery, but you must decide to seek truth. You know, and that's a poem I actually wrote. So, you know, so that was actually something that I actually wrote, and I hope you guys like that. There's not more where that came from. I'm just going through my book, and then let me just tell you the title of my book so y'all can just pray for it, brother. It's called A Poet's Heart. It's called A Poet's Heart. You know, I do have a heart of a poet, and, you know, this particular poem is entitled As I Journey. You know, I'm not going to try to give you any ideas. I have to do that. I do have to say that this stuff, this information is actually copyrighted. So don't try to, you know, anything with forging. But I know that there's so many of you who are listening right now who are writers yourselves. You're writers yourselves. You're able to do things, a whole bunch of things. So I'm not gonna even get into that. But this is As I Journey. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Proverbs 18:10 says this: the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. Isn't that great to know that we can actually run to that tower, and that tower is Lord, and it's safe. Now, Jeremiah 33 says this. It says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and assert the things you do not know. Now, this is a promise from our Lord to the church at Philadelphia in Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. What he shuts, no one can open. Let me read that again, because some of you guys might get it, some of you guys might not be actually getting that. That again says, to the angel of the church at Philadelphia, you're right. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. I want you guys to be encouraged by that today, and just know that what God has for you, it is for you. And I'm gonna talk to you a little bit more about that in depth in a few minutes. Let me just keep on reading right here. Verse 8, it says, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not been denied my name. And just bear with me, just bear with me. So first of all, let me tell you guys, those who are actually listening, you know, this is the Hard Love Radio Show. You're the right place at the right time. You know, one of the things about this show that I love to do is I love to change things up once in a while. Here and there, you know, I know I have a lot of writers here, and a lot of musicians and people who are in art and who love the Lord. Those who just love some good music once in a while. But I just want to encourage you guys that, you know, sometimes it's good to just listen to some good word. And I'm just trying to share with you a little bit of what's going on right now. So I'm going to just read this next poem to you guys. And I want you guys to just sit back and relax and listen to this. As I Journey, the title of this is As I Journey. Give me a second. I am coming live to you from Starbucks. So I'm not sure if you know it. We try to do live radio shows on the spot in different locations. Sometimes, you know, you have some problems with the internet and everything like that. But here it is. Here it is. And here it is. And here it goes. As I journey through the course of time, I will always remember the Lord divine. Though heartbreaks come and the winds may blow, I will always call on the name I know. God is his name. In grief and despair, he is my relief. His words of comfort soothe me. In my trials, he's always there to cheer me up and make me aware that nobody can challenge his love for me, because his love is strong and lasts for all eternity. Can I get an amen out there if you're listening right now? Can I get an amen? You know, I got to tell you guys, you know, what God has for you, no one can ever take it away. What God has for you, no one can ever take it away. So I just want to encourage you that no matter what it is that you're going through, that God has your back. If you keep him first, he will take care of you, he'll watch over you, and he will keep you. I just want to just encourage you right now with that. You know, let me say this. I've gone through some broken relationships, some good relationships, some bad relationships. And one of the things I want you to encourage is let you know that no matter what it is that you're going through, just know that God has you. You know that God is stronger in any situation you might be going through. But that he will keep you. That he will watch over you. So just be encouraged today and know that. You know, I'm going to read one more thing, and hopefully soon we'll be ready. And I'll go ahead and play some music. One of the things I like to do with the show is to give you good music, give you good words of encouragement. And we are coming to you live, again, from Starbucks. So if you hear some talking, you know, just sit back and relax. And I apologize. You know, I apologize for that, y'all. You know, we are in a public place. We're coming to you live. You know, just sit back and relax. Yeah. And this next poem I want to read to you is entitled Beauty. Beauty. In 1 Samuel 16:7, it says this. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. How many of you know that that's the truth, that the Lord looks at your heart? No matter what it is that you're going through, God looks not at what you see, but he looks at your heart. He looks at what's going on inside your inner man. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 says this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. I just want to encourage you today to know that you know, Matthew chapter 12, verses 34 and 35 says it like this. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things out of good stored up in him. And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. Whatever's inside of you, it's going to come out. I'm just going to give a shout out real quick and just say this. This is the result of having a pure heart before God. In Psalm 24, verses 4 and 5, it says, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, he who does not lift up his soul to an idol, will swear by what is false. He will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from God, his Savior. In a minute, we're going to play some music. But I'm just, the chat room is open, y'all. Appreciate y'all calling in and actually being patient. I'm coming to you live from the Hard Love Radio Show, so I appreciate that. The chat room is open, y'all, so feel free to call in. Number here is 646-595-4311. Many define beauty as the outward appearance, while some define it as the character of a person. However, I define beauty as radiance. It comes from what the person has on the inside. Beauty is not skin deep, but heart deep. It is the heart from whence cometh the essence of beauty. I see beauty as undefiled truth and honesty. Hope you guys like that poem. Again, you listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm calling to you. I'm coming live to you. Hold on, I believe that we do have a caller. Hello, caller. You are live on the Hard Love Radio Show.
Hey, D-Ryan, it's Poetic Soul.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I was away from the computer, and then when I went to the computer and tried to log in, I didn't see a chat room. So I'm just listening. Because my attention span is too short to sit there and watch nothing.
Oh, yeah, I understand. But the chat room is open now, so feel free to come on in. I appreciate that. Have you listened to a little bit of the poetry?
I think I just came in on the last piece of it, so I kind of missed some.
I'm going to read it to your kid, okay?
Okay, I'm listening.
This titled Beauty. Many define beauty as the outward appearance, while some define it as the character of a person. However, I define beauty as radiance. It comes from what the person has on the inside. Beauty is not skin deep, but heart deep. It is the heart from whence cometh the essence of beauty. I see beauty as undefiled truth and honesty.
And who wrote that piece?
Yes.
You wrote it?
Yeah, I wrote that one.
That was nice. What inspired you to write it? Beauty in itself?
I think so. I'm a writer, so I write a lot of stuff sometimes. But I think that sometimes we spend so much time on the outer appearance. We want to make sure, of course, our necessities are met. But I think sometimes we spend so much time on the actual what we see instead of what's going on in the inside. Instead of looking at people's hearts,
Yeah.
So today what I'm doing, I'm actually doing a show live from Starbucks in Maryland. So I'm actually calling live.
Huh?
Like, you hear that noise?
You love Starbucks, don't you?
Say again?
I say you love Starbucks.
Oh yeah, I love Starbucks. I love a frappuccino. And plus, I'm right now in the D.C. area. Since we're calling live from the D.C. area, I don't have that internet connection like I would if I were back at home. So now I need to go where I can get internet connection, and I know I can get it here at Starbucks. That's not free now, so it's not free. But it is what it is. I'm just glad for you guys to actually call in.
Yeah. So can I hear one of your songs?
Sure. Yeah. I'm playing for you. This is a song that I'm actually pushing right now. I have two tracks. And I'll play both of those tracks for you. This song right here is titled "His Love Never Ends." So just sit back and relax and enjoy. And again, you're listening to Hard Love Radio Show.
Hoping,
That song is entitled "His Love Never Ends," and that's for my CD that's available right now. You can visit it out, check it out at gwriteonline.com. That's gwriteonline.com. Also, I'm on CD Baby, and I'm also on Apple iTunes. Again, you are listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. We keep the music pumping today, guys. So just sit back and relax. I like to play music from people who are known and then people who are not known as well. This next song I'm going to play is from a friend of mine. This song is entitled "Free." This is by Leslie Anson. If you're free, you're going to be blessed by that song. If you want to be free, believe that you can be free because God will set you free. Amen. I hope you enjoyed that song, you guys. If you want to send me a shout out, please send me a shout out at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. My IM is gwriteonline. Also, if you guys come that you want to talk about, feel free, just hit me up. Feel free to call in 646-595-4311. I just had to send out a shout out to Brother Reggie. What's going on, Brother Reggie? What's going on, Poetic Soul and Caesura? You know, and I also had to send out a shout out to TAZ, to my girl Lady Flavor, so many people, Victory Waters, Mr. Buds, to all the Blog Talk Radio community hosts and listeners. You know, God bless you. You know, this is the Hard Love Radio Show. Again, we're going to keep this, we're going to keep everything going today. But the question for this week is, how do you deal with stress? Personally, how do you deal with stress? You know, and that's something I would like to know. How do you deal with stress? You know, but hey, listen, you know what? Sometimes, guys, we have haters. We have people who don't like what we're trying to do and trying to be positive and everything. And Cancer Jones puts it like this. This is titled Hater Day.
I'm going to do something cool. I don't wanna be fake today, so all my haters gonna have to take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today, fry my shake today, get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today, and I'ma make sure that I don't ball hog today. Take you to the mall today, we gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today, and I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today.
And share my girl.
And how we made a way, and how we made my troubles. This is hater day. And instead of wishing that all my haters were laid away, I'ma be like a teacher. I'ma give an A today and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something.
I'ma be sincere and ask them how they feel today. May even cut their grass today,
get their trash today,
or even leave them some cash today.
I will say something nice today,
and I'ma hold my tongue instead of them price today.
Give them the right
away, cause it's hate today. I'ma pay my haters way. May be hard today, but I'ma absolutely show the love of God today. Help them get a job today, and if they have to, I'll give them a ride in my car today. I'ma have my haters back today, and I'ma keep it real and won't put on no act today. As a matter of fact, I'ma help you win today. The mess ends today, I'ma make you my friend today.
Tomorrow,
Lord, help me with tomorrow.
some good for your hater today? Have you done some good for your haters today? Now, have you prayed for those who hate you? Have you prayed for those who don't want God to really bless you, and they're looking at so many different things that they're going through? Have you prayed for them? You know, I just want to encourage you today, just know this, that no matter what it is that you're going through, God will make a way. And this is the Soul Seekers. This is titled Make a Way with Harvey Watkins.
Get your house in order.
This day,
you will surely die.
Come on,
brother.
Hello, guys. I thank you guys for holding on. You know, I was just talking. I forgot to take off the mute button. But while I was just saying, I just appreciate you guys for keeping my mom in your prayers. You know, it's been a, we're, I think we're all dealing with situations. We're all going through situations right now. We're all dealing with some kind of stress, some form of stress. But, you know, this is a song that really blessed me, and I hope this song blesses you. And it's entitled So Many Times. This is by Dorinda Clark Cole. You are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm T. Wright. I hope you guys are enjoying that. And that is Dorinda Clark Cole. But how many of you know that sometimes we just, no matter what we're going through, we just gotta keep our eyes on God. Dave Paul should put like this: more of you. You are listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G Wright. Feel free to call in 646-595-43.
Dave Hollister, 08. Yo, MVP, where y'all at?
Yeah! When you think about me, I'm just wondering how I need to be more like you, Jesus. Will you give me just one reason why my dream is to be like you? Can talk and walk and be perfect like you. Well, Jesus, will you make my wish come true? Not trying to be greedy, but hungry too. I'd rather die. Even when I'm asleep,
you will be there.
Driving in the streets,
you will take care.
And everywhere I be,
you're always there.
A lifesaver for keeps, like Bobby said.
You guys have enjoyed that. I just had a little computer crash just a little while ago, and I just took my things off. So I hope if you're listening, I hope that you can just sit back and relax and just wait for me to get things back online. But my computer totally crashed me. I don't even know that. I think that the enemy's just upset because Hank Carson was seeing more of you. What we need right now is more of him. You know, move. You know, and have more of him as a lead. And just, you know, but there's a poem that I wrote, and I guess we're going to start the show like this. I guess we'll probably end the show like this as well. The title of this poem is titled Come. Now, I'm going to read some scripture, and then I'm going to read the poem. The poem is titled Come. Matthew chapter 11, verses 20 to 30 says this: Come to me, all who you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke from you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Psalm 95:7-9 says this: Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. When your fathers tested me, they tried me, though they saw my work. Matthew 7:13-14 says this: Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. This is what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has said, and is still saying even today. Revelation chapter 3, verses 19-22. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant sit with me on my throne, because I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. This is the form. Come. Come on. Come all into the house. Put off the cares of your everyday lives, and enter in through the front door. Come one, come all into the house. Run no more, but stop, listen. Hear me and obey me. Come one, come all into the house. A terrible storm is about to come and destroy all those who are caught without a covering. Come one, come all. This is the day of your salvation. Come. Now, I know you guys cannot necessarily, you know, I can't necessarily read your comments because the chat room is closed. But no matter what it is that you're going through this day, I believe that God would like me to tell you to come. Come to him. You who are weak and heavy laden, come to him. Those who are under stress and don't know which way to go, come. Come. I believe that God, that's what God wants me to tell you guys, to come. You know, and I hope that word encouraged you today to come. You know, this is the last poem I'm going to leave with you today. And these are poems that I actually wrote. And first of all, before I read this poem, let me just tell you guys that I thank you for making the Heart Love Radio Show a favorite of yours. You know, we're here Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7. And number here is 646-595-4311. There's some great news and things that I will be keeping, you know, your breast on it, letting you know what's going on with the G-Rights. There's so many different things that are going on. Please pray for me. I'm about to sign a major distribution deal, so you will be able to get my CD, all things as possible, in the stores coming to you very, very soon. So I want you guys to continue to pray for me with that, about that. And also continue to pray for my mother. She's doing a little better, but you know, she's still getting attacked. But I know that God is a healer. I know that God will heal and will give her the strength to get through this process. So pray for me. And I'm going to pray for you guys, too. We got to have faith. Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 3 says this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2 says this. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despised the shame, and is sitting down at the right hand of the throne of God. Revelation 12, 10 and 11. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ that comes. For the accuser of our brethren to accuse them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Our faith speaks louder than our words and produces action. God will judge us by what we have said and by what we have done. This is titled poem, guys. Faith. Faith believes, does not doubt. Faith learns, does not stop. Faith leaps, does not stay down. Faith encourages, does not complain. Faith loves, does not hate. Faith keeps going on, does not hesitate. Faith is consistent, does not waver. Faith and faith forgives, does not destroy. I pray that you guys have faith today. I pray that no matter what situation you're dealing with in your life, that you have faith. And I pray, guys, when you think that you cannot go on, God will give you strength to keep on going on. So I just want to encourage you guys and just know that you guys continue to have that faith. And I'm praying for you that you will walk in that faith. And I pray that you will pray for me that I will continue to walk next side of my faith as God leads me in this new direction. Please feel free to hit me up at gwriteonline@yahoo.com. gwriteonline@yahoo.com. Feel free to visit me at my official website at gwriteonline. Then I want you to do is check me out on myspace.com/theheartofloveradioshow. And then myspace.com/gwritesing. I thank you guys for tuning in today to the Heart of Love Radio Show. God bless you. Know I'm praying for you. A special shout out to Pope Epic Soul, to my girl, Lady Flavor. I appreciate you. Spicy Reed, TAZ, Victory Waters, and so many others. Brenda Johnson, I appreciate all you guys. Mr. Buzz, Derek Riviere. I just appreciate all you guys. Cicera. And guys, feel free to check me out next week from 6 to 7 on the Heart of Love Radio Show. God bless you. Continue to spread the word about this radio show. And I appreciate all of your support and prayers. Together, we can make a change. God bless you.